from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah.
So Wilson Love is the Oregon strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah.
And we're trying to learn about him.
We did.
And there is an Ole Miss.
Yeah.
There's a.
Yeah. If you go to YouTube and you just type in Wilson Love, it'll say it's like episode 6 of the Ole Miss did their own, you know, that team out west a couple years ago. Same thing, Hard Knock style. And there's an entire episode dedicated to Wilson Love. And wow. If I had to sum up Wilson Love. It would be, and I quote from Wilson Love, get it. That's Wilson Love.
Can we clip that, please?
I think we're going to have to.
Thank you.
That is, by the way, that is a direct quote.
What was he doing? Like somebody was running or something?
No, that was just, I believe it was just at the start of a workout when for some unknown reason, he just started yelling that. I understand the crazy strength and conditioning coach, and he certainly fits that mold.
Do you think there's a strength and conditioning coach anywhere in the country that we would like?
Probably
anywhere.
Not. Probably not.
I mean, anywhere.
Probably not.
I'm guessing not.
No, this is
strength. It's our kryptonite.
This is what strength and conditioning coaches are now.
We're gonna melt.
And I can't. It just doesn't. It doesn't work.
What did they used to be? They're probably always like this.
Mine wasn't.
Really?
No. It was back in the day. It was
he super chill?
He just wasn't.
Had dreadlocks?
Yeah, he was just like an old fat guy. Now they're all, you know, they're all like this. They're all ex-players or like D-linemen, linebackers, very intense, young. They bring the energy. Dude, my guy just was, he was an old guy named Chuck Stiggins, who was like an Olympic power lifter back in the day.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I just.
Chuck Stiggins.
Yeah, and then I had Jay Omar, who was one of the, he worked for like the Olympics too in like Georgia Tech. And they were just, I don't know, they were just kind of old men that were, you know, you ran through your programs. It wasn't, the strength and conditioning coach used to not really be a coach. He was just in charge of workouts. Now the strength and conditioning coach, for a lot of times, you kind of set the tone of the program because they're able to be around the players year round, and they really have become like an energy czar. Like Alabama's guy, I think his name was Scott Cochran. I think he's at Georgia now. He was kind of the prototype for this, who would like the modern day strength and conditioning.
He started
coach.
Getting paid more than a lot of coordinators around the country. Like he got to be a big deal.
Yeah. And he was this way, almost cartoonish, over the top sort of thing. And that has kind of become the college way. But none of my guys in the NFL were like this. None of my guys in college were like this. And that doesn't mean they weren't there. But I'm telling you, this breed of strength and conditioning coach is the last 15-ish years has really become the norm.
Get it. Yes. Can we compare that to the Wilson Love one?
Let me go grab it. Yeah.
Let's grab that.
Yeah, let me go get it.
Yeah, he barks a lot. You know, he makes noises.
All right. Yeah. Well,
it's a hell of a profile.
The world needs strength and conditioning coaches too, I guess.
Yes.
But boy, I tell you what.
And he claims he's like this. He says, you think this is an act? He goes, I'm like this when I eat supper.
Yeah. Again, those guys aren't, you can't fake that.
It's a whole type of person.
Yes, it's a type. Exactly. It is an archetype of which I want no part of. Thank you.
You would not, no, this would not work.
I mean, what job would you be least, like, I'm thinking strength and conditioning coach is like the one job where, like, if you laid out 20 things that you must have to be a strength and conditioning coach, I would have zero of them. And I mean zero. Yeah. Perhaps -5 of them. Do you have that? Like, is there one job that you are so not fit for, it's comical? Because that's mine.
That would be. Like, if I had to if you had to think of
I mean, everything that you have to be a strength and conditioning coach, I cannot stand.
No.
Everything. Everything.
I'm trying to think of what my actual, the
except for the tail. You probably get a lot of tail.
Yeah, but you got to be in like really good shape and like have,
because you're all jacked.
Yeah, you're all jacked, but that's, you're not.
But I'm not, I hate that. Like, I don't want that.
You don't want that either.
I want to play golf, drink.
I'm trying to think of what mine would, maybe like a youth pastor. Like, that would be pretty bad.
Yeah, youth pastor.
If you put me in charge of some sort of youth church group, like I was in charge, like you, like here's 15 like young, impressionable, horny teens, like mold them. That would,
and you have to plan things, yeah, and execute things,
and the image of God and chastity, and it would it would be,
you would not be good at that.
It would not go well. No, it would be.
They would hate you.
Yes, they would. I don't know who would get fired first.
Me or you?
Yes.
Well, I'm never getting that job. Well, you might.
I put on it. Oh, I got this. Yeah, trust me. Would you let me lead your children?
Can you imagine somebody hiring me as the strength and conditioning coach? I mean, what high school does Dusty work with?
Dusty Banks. Works out at Banks.
I'm gonna get with Dusty tomorrow and be like, dude, look, you guys got to bring me in.
You know how you'd coach those guys up?
Freaking punch it, bitch! That's right. I'd come in as a Hail Mary coach.
Yeah.
Turn into their strength and conditioning coach.
That's right. You're in there.
You want to lose every game? Get on my plan.
Rob's out there flipping tires, pushing sleds. Let's go.
We're chipping and putting today, guys. I'll meet you at the course.
Work on the rotation.
And then we're going to go have some team bonding over pizza and beer.
Well, don't forget the hot tub and the Schwitz. You got to have the sauna time, right?
All right, we're ready for the club, it sounds like. At least I think.
Probably.
Do you...
I think we're ready for the club.
Watch the profile of him, dude.
I'm pulling that audio right now.
Yeah, I saw like the first minute of it and I was eye rolling, but I do want to watch the rest of it. Yeah. See what he's all about. See what he's evolved into. He's a lot more jacked now than he was at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's bulked up.
At Oregon.
Yeah. Bulked up. You got to bring the intensity, baby. You have fill the sleeves.
Aaron Feld, is that the guy's name?
Aaron Feld.
He got way more jacked at Oregon, too.
Yeah, he had his campaign was fill the sleeves. He wanted you to do 100 curls every day for like a month leading up to the season.
Why?
I was like, you got to fill the sleeves, man. Although I am not a strength and conditioning coach, but I never understood that I would think that would hurt my arms. 100
That's
curls
what I mean.
Every day.
Like, where's the Tom Brady method?
I need the rest day.
I want you guys pliable.
Yeah, he doesn't. No, that's right out. What are you talking about?
Is there anything dad jokes can't do?
Make people laugh.
Well, that's, I don't like that at all. From you.
Sorry. My negative
dad
attitude.
Jokes are great.
Well, maybe if you were more like Wilson Love, I'd be inspired.
Well, I'm not like Wilson Love, okay?
No.
And guess what?
Do you want the comparison? I now have the comparison.
Yeah.
You want Sook or Wilson Love first?
Sook. Commitment to the bit, I like it.
Yeah.
And here is Wilson Love.
What is he saying?
I thought
he's literally saying ga 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 ga.
I thought he was saying get it, but I guess he's just saying ga.
He might there the it opens with him speaking gibberish to like a running back or something. Yeah, it's very odd.
Well, I had the volume low, but I thought he was saying get it. He might just be.
I love the end of it.
I was giving him too much credit saying that he was saying get it.
You sure were.
Well, now I need another take at it.
That is great.
You know what I would love to do? I would love to go down to one of their workouts and like full on wear the short shorts, wear the tank top, and then imitate. Just follow Wilson Love around and just do a Wilson Love impression while he's being Wilson Loved.
Something tells me he would not.
I don't think he would take like it that. Well, but I would.
He doesn't seem to have a sense of humor.
I would love that.
Let's be great, baby. Let's be great. Let's be great.
I go down there and lift weights with them. Let's go. I got get. Let's go. Let's do it. I can be high T. I can do some John Gruden. I need some genuine fake enthusiasm, Wilson Love. Let's do it. I'm ready to fill the sleeves.
All right, a new study finding coming up next to kick off the club on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.